Tom Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. Veronique du Rougier of the Mercatus Center writing about education. First of all, we don't know what the plans are for returning from the pandemic. And the reason we don't is that the teachers unions are extremely well positioned to speak to the Biden administration and vice versa. All well and good. But there's another aspect of education Veronique also comments upon, and that's the student loan program, which has now achieved, I believe, more than $1 trillion worth of indebtedness. The Biden administration has talked about this during the campaign, and we can believe that it is sympathetic to some members of the Senate who want student loan forgiveness. I did not know, Veronique, until you reported it, that the reason the government claims such a high repayment rate on the dollar is that they extend new loans to pay for the old loans. And then what happens to the new loans? Is that no longer a statistic?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So they report something like 96% of repayment, which is totally, which doesn't really, is very, very unlikely. But so the, one of the things is that they do is that and the reason why, if you want to actually understand the reason why they're doing this is because of the accounting system that they use is the higher the rate of assumed repayment, the higher the revenue they can claim to count on. I mean, that's actually really at the core of the problem. It used to be before those accounting reforms that when you extend loan guaranteed, it's a liability on your book. Not anymore. Not anymore, because basically you're counting the revenue you're going to get in the future. Now, if you don't get it, too bad. But so the 96%, one of the ways that they do it is that they put those students who are about to default in a new loan, and then that allows them to basically postpone the time of default by another however many years.
And they claim the future repayment that may or may not happen, they claim that is as an asset, as an income?
Yes. That's the whole point of the accounting. In fact, it was interesting. The Wall Street Journal had done a lot of really interesting investigative reporting on this particular issue. And Alice Rivlin, who was the director at CBO once, she was on the committee that helped create the loan programs at the beginning of the 90s. And that's where they decided that rather than actually extend the loans to lower income students who never been to college before, it was the first time, the first generation of kids going to college in that family, they were going to actually give the money to the institution. That's the Pell Grant system that was created. And she said, when she was asked 30 years later what she thought of that system they had created, she said, "We've created a monster." And the reason why they created a monster is because once they had these loans extended and they had changed also this accounting system, it became expanding the amount of money that you lend and the number of people to whom you lend becoming a sure way for them to make it look on the books as if they were collecting revenue.
Finally, we just have a little more than a minute. Clarify something for me. The new director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky, is an esteemed official in the world of hospitals. Is it 6 feet or is it 3 feet for schools? Do we know? Does anybody know?
Well, so before she joined the administration, she knew that 6 feet was excessive and that 3 feet was fine. In fact, I assume that she was one of those scientists who basically had no clue where that 6 feet rule came about. But apparently, since she's joined the administration, she thinks that actually 6 feet is really the rule.
So the schools will still maintain 6 feet no matter what?
They've changed since then. But what was interesting about her is like before she joined, she was like a three feet person. And after she joined immediately, she was like, 6 feet is absolutely, absolutely great. And then the CDC issued those guidance, which was effectively a guarantee that the schools would have to remain closed in the fall. And then because of so much pressure, now they've reluctantly agreed that 3 feet, was the rule. By the way, and the union then suddenly started asking for the scientific evidence for this 3 feet rule. They never asked it for the 6 feet rule, by the way, but
Veronique Duregy of the Mercatus Center on the student loan mysteries. And of course, 3 feet, 6 feet, let's call the whole thing off. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.